I'm ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. My name is Vexax, along with your host, Mr. Johnny Zero.
The people's hero. How you guys doing out there? We got a lot going on. Has this not been the craziest?
It's been the most bizarre month in TV Dads professional wrestling that I have ever been a part of, to say the least.
It might be the craziest time in professional sports, period.
Now, Mr. Zero, yeah, we have a new world's heavyweight champion.
Yes,
again. The one and only, the Duke.
Yes.
Who's actually changed his name, if I'm not mistaken. Did you get the press release?
I got some of it. Yes, I did.
So what is the situation?
He wants to be known as Jimmy Walker, the man who stands alone. The man
I
who
thought
walks
it was
alone.
James Walker. He was taking his father's name and taking it from him.
Okay, James Walker, I guess. Yes, you're right. Why am I so used to calling him Jimmy?
Because he's been JJ for 1,000 years, you know what I mean? But that's our situation. Now, I have breaking information, updated news that will be part of this TV Dads Wrestling Podcast tonight.
Yes.
For this Saturday morning broadcast, ladies and gentlemen, I don't know if I'm happy to bring this to you or if I'm saddened, but let me explain to you that episode number 35 will be Ingles versus Hell.
Yeah, I don't know what Commissioner Springer is doing. This man deserves he never got his world title.
Well, no, he's no longer the commissioner. He's the supreme leader.
The supreme leader, the dictator. What does that put James? What is it, the frontiersman, and what does it put James? We'll address that in our top 10.
Well, let me read to everyone, including yourself, all of the information.
Go ahead.
Tonight is Ingles versus Hell.
Yeah.
It's an obstacle course over a tank. Let me say that again. The frontiersman, Charles Ingles, will face an obstacle course over a tank that is filled with bull sharks. Now, the person treating these sharks, the distempered sharks, if you will, is the one and only Evil Tattoo from Fantasy Island.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to say this again. He goes over the obstacle course. Underneath is a tank, and inside said tank are bull sharks. Tattoo is getting them through. If he survives the obstacle course, which, let's be honest, Shiny Zero, he's not surviving the obstacle course.
No.
Something's going to go wrong. No. He's going to lose a limb. He lands himself inside of a standard wrestling ring.
And
as he is jumping into said wrestling ring from the obstacle course, there is one of three buttons above his head that he will hit. The reason being, there are three doors leading to that wrestling rink. Depending on which button or button combination that he hits as he flings himself into the ring, that will determine his opponent. Now, once he gets through said match, he just has to pin them. Maybe they pin him. Maybe he doesn't have a foot. Maybe he cuts his hand off. We really don't know. But if he gets past...
He'll be outnumbered.
If he gets past the wrestling rink, he goes to another ring, and this one is an electric barbed wire match facing a surprise opponent. Now, I don't know what you know about electrified fences, but we did have a gentleman in this very federation use electricity in the ring, and he shocked the entire ringside, if you remember correctly.
Yes.
He is now calling himself Bundy. He's Ted Bundy, but he was once Ted Lawson, the evil, what was he called at the time? The evil scientist, I believe.
Yeah.
Or the mad scientist.
Something like that, to that effect.
And now, of course, he's a Bundy, but the point being, we are going to have an electrified barbed wire match. Now, say Mr. Ingles survives said barbed wire match, which I don't know because it is electrified.
Yeah.
The last match of the evening for Mr. Ingles will be on a scaffold. And it will be a surprise match in that he doesn't know who he's going to face.
If he even gets that far.
Well, let's be honest. The obstacle course, which is over a tank filled with bull sharks, is enough to stop a normal man.
Right. The chances of doing that, they've mathematically calculated it, dude. I mean, he's not even getting that far.
Now,
but it should be good for the, you know, for show, I guess. I don't know if he's going to do, the running man or, you know, American Gladiators, but it's deadly. I have no idea what this is. Is this professional wrestling or what is it?
Now, at this portion in the show, I am going to do a little bit of interjection.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you an editorial, if you will. I'm going to speak my mind, and I'm going to advise the listening audience about this motherfucker, Supreme Ruler, Jerry Springer, who, in my opinion, Dino Zero, has gone too far. What I'm going to do is take an excerpt from the previous episode, from episode number 34, and I want the listening audience to hear. Are you ready, Johnny Sir?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Please bear with us.
What's going on? Oh, my God. They just shot something outside. Do you hear that? Oh, my God. Oh, no. Sergeant Quinn.
No, Johnny, they're just firing into the air. The crowd is dispersing.
I don't know. I see blood over there.
Now, Johnny Zero, that was an excerpt of episode number 35.
Yeah. Who does that?
We were in a loaded auditorium filled with thousands of spectators for the wrestling event, and these bastards fired tear gas into the air.
38,223 people.
The lawsuits have been mounting for the past 6 days.
Yeah.
And now Springer,
children,
who will most likely lose control of this federation if there's any justice under the sun, is going too far, in my opinion, and now is introducing us with Angles versus Hell.
Well,
now, what no one had mentioned in the email and what I'm just seeing appearing across my screen... For every single one of these matches and competitions, there is a special referee who is the fucking heckler.
Oh, man.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That's great. That means they're probably injecting those sharks. For you guys out there who don't know what a bull shark is, they're most man-attacking sharks, more than great whites, all of them combined.
It is the opinion of this podcast and this staff that perhaps the supreme ruler, Jerry Springer, is out of his fucking mind.
He is out of his fucking mind. You said it right, brother. I'm not. That's bullshit, man. I don't know how. What is he trying to say? To people sign a TV release because it was a TV taping or something?
Well, that's the thing. So he's using that against his defense, in said release, if you're shot with tear gas or injured in any capacity from sports entertainment, they are not remotely held liable.
But the thing is, we're not sports entertainment. We're the TV Dad Wrestling Federation. We actually have a state athletic commission, too. I mean, like... TV Dad Wrestling's real. I mean,
but this was filmed in Ohio, where Springer's currently running for governor.
Oh, my God, you're
so
right.
So I don't even know if it's going to hold up.
You're so right.
If he wins the election, sincerely, I think we're just all F.
Oh, my God, that was Dayton or something, right?
Exactly.
Holy shit, good point, man. Oh, that fucker, man. That isn't going to stand up.
I don't know, beyond upsetting. So it is the editorial comment of this staff that he has gone too far and that perhaps something should be done. I can't believe I'm saying this. I wish Ross Perot was still here.
Me too. How is he? Have you gotten any updates?
He's old and almost dead. That's all I fucking know. If you mess with the first Bishop of Wrestling, the former first Bishop of Wrestling, this is what happens to you.
Ross the Boss, though, man, he's got to do something. Somebody's got to do something. I have no idea what, but
women and children, Johnny Zero.
I agree, man. This goes beyond any Mount Face War and Mount Stash War, any of that kind of shit, man.
Now, we're going to take our
this
first
is
commercial
serious
break.
Tear gas, man.
Please bear with us. When we return, we're going to be in the backstage area, and we're going to do the top 10 and the top 5, respectively.
Yeah, stay with us, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. Johnny Zero, a writer for Pro Wrestling Illustrated, is going to give us his weekly top 10.
All right, fans. At number 10, we have, believe it or not, making his way into the first time ever, maybe the last time ever, far as we know, we have Beaver Cleaver coming in at number 10. It's not often a lightweight mix it in there, but I think the kid's has
well,
earned
he's them. Now middleweight. He's competing for the middleweight championships. So good for him.
And nothing's been handed to him. Nothing's been handed to him at all. At number 9, we have Velvet, the Velvet One, Velvet Elvis.
That bastard. I do not like them,
well,
Johnny.
He sticks around. The only reason he's this low, he actually should be high. Would have been.
There
higher.
Isn't a lot of singles competition.
Right,
it's a lot of tag
it's
teams.
It's a lot of demolishing people. If you notice, the injury list is piling up. At number 8, of course, the Bloody Stash Bishop himself, Mr. Brady.
A fantastic competitor.
Right. A lot of his matches have been in tags.
Well, now he's a tag team heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
So it's
a
different world. Sir.
But to even be in the top 10 as a tag team champion is.
No, it's a phenomenal feat. I agree.
You know what I mean? Number 7, who's kind of fallen a little bit, hasn't been on television lately. That's the only reason why. Beauregard Duke. At number 6, we have Mr. Samurai himself, Pat Morita.
Is he still around? I kind of thought that guy was done.
No. There's a whole international thing. He's coming back to the TVDW. He's coming back soon. At number 5, Ricky Ricardo. Making his way up in the top 5. After that, after what was going on, even after the stuff that was going on with Ricky, are they going to make a movie, Ricky Ricardo versus the Aztec Mummies or something like that?
I couldn't tell you.
Anyway, at number 4, You might be from some fans might like this. Wild Thing, John Lithgow, Psycho Lithgow.
Who had a handle victory? I don't know what I'm saying. He handily defeated Stashberg last week.
Absolutely.
It was madness.
And it's funny how one big match like that can
change everything.
Can knock you out of the top 10.
True. Yeah, Stashberg was definitely in the team last week.
Stashberg would
be. But to be the man, you got to beat the man. So if you get defeated, that's the way it works.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, all it takes is one match. And with the success of Beaver, really, I mean, Stashberg's right there at 11. But, you know, with that, at number. Now, here's where the controversy comes in. At number three. Okay, at number three, we have the world's television heavyweight champion. Boom Boom Bonaducci, quote-unquote best wrestler on television today. At number two, interestingly enough, because of the controversy, and I do realize, folks, that the world's television champion usually should be the number two.
That's why I'm a little confused, to be honest with you.
Well, that's the controversy because what Springer's doing, and these two guys are world champions, James Evans and Charles Ingles, are tied there at number two.
Seriously, respectively.
Respectively, because they haven't.
Can I ask a question?
Both their clauses are
in your opinion. Now, this is Pro Wrestling Illustrated. I know you don't compile said list, but wouldn't Ingles get more credit than Evans, who only didn't even have one successful defense?
I'm just asking.
I
really don't know because didn't Ingles have a couple house show defenses before?
Ingles had a lot of defense.
I mean, Evans.
Evans had zero. His first defense ever was against his son.
And his son. I don't know, but he's fresh. I don't know.
I'm just asking.
But if you're asking me personally, I think Bonaducci should be number two because of the controversy. Because
he has the belt.
And he has gold. But they're putting it there. I guess, you know, I'm not the editor of the magazine.
It's a tabloid reporting. I mean, this is a tabloid rag that you work for. It's not your fault. I mean, frankly, you should join the Bloody Stash Clothing Company, and then your life would be radically improved.
Well, you know.
Radically.
I have to get the Raleigh fingers going. But, I'm proud to say, because I wouldn't have believed it. I'm still shocked if I hadn't seen it with my own two
eyes.
You're
proud to say?
Not my champion.
James Walker.
Not my champion.
The Duke of Chicago. Jimmy Walker.
Mom called him JJ. I call him JJ.
Well, hey, they won it fair and square in the middle. Hey, right in the middle. You saw it. You're shocked.
And it's
too.
Not James Walker. It's James Evans. This is the TV Dad's Wrestling
Federation.
Oh, he's
calling himself James Evans.
He's James Evans.
Oh, my God.
He took the man's name. He took his belt. He's taking his name. It won't be surprised if he goes and tries to fuck his mama.
Wait, are they going to have like some kind of...
They had it in a squared circle, Evans didn't bring it. And that's what happens.
Yeah,
Buster Douglas of pro wrestling.
Buster Douglas did a great thing, in my opinion. But either way.
He beat a champion whose eyes were swollen shut because he's allergic to Vaseline.
He was a nobody that came up and beat the heavyweight champion of the world one night. That's an underdog story.
Never, ever, ever won another match.
I agree.
Ever, ever,
he
ever,
also,
ever.
He also
ever.
Gained 500 pounds, but it's a different sport. he won that match solidly. But either way.
No, actually, no, he didn't. Because in the middle of it, he got knocked down and the ref didn't fucking count to 10.
Yeah, I counted that over and over. I didn't count 10.
Oh, it's 14, actually, if you count it right.
I think.
It's 14.
Let's go back to this sport.
I'm
going to
call him Clay.
We're not going to agree this because I got on tape.
Well, no. Fucking tape, motherfucker. Like, I don't have tape.
That's what I'm saying.
Look, I'm wealthy, okay?
I got a CD or whatever you want.
You, like, live in a car down by the river, okay?
Stop it, man. He beat that guy. One night, that guy was great. I loved, it's like saying the guy shot down the Red Baron, you know? Is it the guy on the ground or is it Captain Roy Brown in World War I? You know what I mean? Like, for one day,
you're boring me. I'm bored. You're boring me.
World War
I'm bored by you.
Okay.
You're boring.
Well, either way.
You're boring me.
James Walker, James Evans is the world's heavyweight champion, you prick.
You know what's funny? You want to hear something amazing?
It's my buddy, man. This fucker.
Last week's top 10, James Evans was also the champion. Isn't that ironic? That a week later, it's a different man, and
yes.
He just took the motherfucker's name.
That's unbelievable.
That is unbelievable.
The vindication. Of it's unbelievable. All I know is he is a 6'5" man, tries to power slam. A 6 foot man, no matter how tough he is, tries to go for that kind of move that early in the match with a man at 6'5" and 289 pounds and wraps them legs up, dude. I mean, it could happen.
290. He was yelling 290.
290.
I'm the greatest of all time.
Right. 290 and
1.3 or something.
Yeah, 1/4 pound or whatever. But I'm saying it could happen. I mean, it's 3 seconds, man. Their shoulders were down. You saw it, too. We watched it in slow-mo. I don't know what to say. What's the official? We want to hear what the official top five is.
The
The TV Dads Wrestling Federation official top five is as follows. Interestingly enough, in the number five position is Beaver Cleaver, who is in competition for have gold on this very broadcast.
It's unbelievable.
In the number four position, obviously favored for that match, is Minnie Bundy, Jamie Lawson.
Really?
Hey, man, I didn't make the list.
Unbelievable.
But clearly he's in a higher ranking. Now, number three with a bullet might be my favorite competitor this week.
Good.
The Wild Thing, John Lithgow.
I love him too.
Now, we were discussing.
It's kind of hard not to like that guy.
Is that Stashburg was handily defeated by the Wild Thing.
Yeah.
And therefore, the Wild Thing is back. What are your thoughts on that?
Thoughts on that is if he.
Go ahead.
If he can solve the Bruiser Brody murder, like he's been saying,
I didn't even know he could write in coherent sentences. Like, how do you paint that on his shirt?
I saw one. He's got a shoot interview where he comes in and he talks, and then he tried to bite the interviewer. But I have seen it. It's called I don't know what you call it. I'll email it to you. I don't want to come I don't want to draw back a stump or anything. But it exists, and that stuff, dude. I'm just happy for him, man. How do you not like that guy? I mean, how does somebody not root
for him? I like him.
Yeah, I like him too. I think the people. I think he's fast on his way to being. He's a big draw, man.
Yeah, man, definitely.
Draws money.
The number two position on the TV Dads Wrestling Federation top five is the one and only Boom Boom Bonaducci.
Boom Boom Bonaducci, the best wrestler on television today.
Do you really believe so?
That's the best world television champion. Absolutely, that's what that means. World heavyweight and world tag team. I mean, these guys, you know, they defend, you know, not all their matches are televised. All of them are on paper. I really thought James had, I couldn't believe that. That was James' only defense, huh?
That was it, dude.
And the tear gas was in the building, and it was his son.
Yeah.
And it, under the circumstances when she won it, I don't know. Maybe he didn't give it. I don't know. See, I don't want to deter from James.
Do you respect the current champion?
Yes.
I do not.
We're going to find out what he does.
The way he lost that heavyweight tag team title is upsetting. It's controversial.
Yeah.
I fear that something similar. I mean, he's for sale. The bottom line is.
He went there toe to toe with James Evans. Anybody can stand there with James Evans Sr. and go toe to toe, I got respect for it. I saw him do it. We got to watch that match again. Guys, you got to reorder, contact your local cable providers, whatever you got to do. Get the pay-per-view.
It's got to be all over YouTube at this point.
Pay-per-view.
It wasn't a pay-per-view. That's the point. The amazing part is that we had a title change
hands
in a regular 605 Eastern television spot.
Right.
That's amazing to me.
I've already been told it's going to be on the best of 605. The first.
Well, it would have to because the heavyweight championship is the most prestigious wrestling crown in all of wrestling
today. All of sports.
That's it. There's nothing bigger.
TV Dad Wrestling.
And therefore, we go to the number one, which is the Duke. I call him JJ. His mom called him JJ. That's the champion.
That's it. And you really, it's a fluke? Is that what you're saying?
I feel like the champion threw the match. The real champion kind of threw the match because it was his son.
I feel
that he was vested emotionally. For real. I'm telling you, if I'm honest, if I'm lying,
I'm dying.
It's just how I
hear
feel.
You, brother.
It doesn't mean I'm right, but I'm telling you, if I had a bet and I had to put money on it, that man did not want to beat up his son in the squared circle in front of a world stage. And maybe he knew that his oldest son, I should say, not his only son, was never equipped enough to ever hold said title, and at least he could give him the opportunity. Because, you know, James Evans isn't a young man, you know what I mean? He's been in wrestling for a very long time.
Right, but he's not ancient.
No,
though.
But he's towards the end of his career. This is a physical job. Like,
you're
not
going
to be doing this
when you're
65 years old. He had his run. He got to be world champion, which is an amazing feat in of itself. He defeated, you know, Ingles, quite possibly, at least at this moment, the most successful wrestling champion ever in the TV Dad Wrestling Federation.
What's the old saying? Time fears nothing except the pyramids and the legends of TV Dads Wrestling. Do you remember that old saying?
No. I have no idea what we're saying.
It's great.
Yay.
Larry Zbyszko, it's great. Just means that it's a sport that you can actually get better with at age because of the skill.
I
saw them hitting each other. I did not to take those blows like that. I'm just anxious to see what happens. If that's really what happened, that diminishes the world heavyweight title, in my opinion. The whole fiasco.
I don't think so. It's
the most prestigious crown in sports.
Ingles lost it, Evans won it. Yeah. Maybe the tear gas had something to do with it. Maybe he has some kind of an issue with his lungs that we just don't know about. It would never have been
reported.
Which
is entirely possible. These guys, you got Fred Gwynn and Barney Fife, the Jackal, and Fred Gwynn, Sergeant, these Nazi-like troopers, security guys, they're blowing tear gas bombs into the audience.
But Springer spoke on it, and he was fine. He was interviewed literally at the show, and he didn't have any issue in relation to it or anything.
Since they all had signed TV. You sign a TV release form when you get tickets to come to the TV taping, especially because it's 6:05. Which the 6:05, because it comes on later at night, there's a higher degree of violence.
Most definitely. It's after 5 p.m.
Yeah, all that kind of stuff.
Because the other one's 11 a.m., so it's a different world.
But it kind of sounds like some kind of flim-flam artist to me. Like,
did you say flim-flam? Is that your adjective of choice? Sir?
Yes, yeah. Kind of like
flim-flam.
Flim-flam.
That should be probably a wrestler.
Absolutely.
In our federation. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. We are carried on the Loud and Loaded Network, which is being supported by the Podbean application on your phone.
Yes.
You can download Podbean for free on your phone, pull up the Loud and Loaded Network, and find the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. With that, we're taking a commercial break, and we shall return to more wrestling in the ring.
Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35. We are down by the squared circle. Oh, that's it. Charles Ingles returning to pro wrestling after losing his title.
And he's a man about it. He looks like he's in pretty good shape.
Ladies and gentlemen. The former World Heavyweight Champion, the Frontiersman, Charles Ingles!
Seems like he's went back to his original theme song. He's got some scars. He's bandaged up on the back there.
He is back to save professional wrestling from the jaws of the Supreme Leader, Jerry Springer.
This is a tall order for anyone.
The heckler is in the center of the squared circle. He is going over to the obstacle course. Johnny, I guess we're going to ring a bell. I don't really understand what's happening.
I don't either. Okay, there's...
It looks and like, now it's Ingles versus the obstacle course. Johnny, what is happening?
Okay, I can see Tattoo. They're throwing something in the heckler to these brown sharks.
Now, do you know what chum is, Johnny Zero? Chum is blood that they drop in the water to aggravate sharks.
Yeah.
That is what they're pouring into this tank as we speak. They smell the blood and they know it's time to eat.
Oh, man. These are bull sharks, too. Well, it's a rolling log going around. I guess they're trying to make fun of him being a frontiersman, I guess. And there's a spinning wheel with a blade on it. Ingles is ducked that. Oh, that's got him. That cut him.
How is he bleeding. Staying on that
rock? I don't know. I guess they're trying to some kind of Big Josh thing, if you remember that wrestler. I have no idea.
Now, all he has to do is walk the length of it. The length is only 15 feet. He must walk the length of the log to get to the next ring.
He's just going to have to jump across this thing because there's things. There's sharp wooden arms with thorns, big thorns, stakes, excuse me, swinging around. Oh, he almost just fell in. He fell down. He's going to have to... Oh, there was foot. And one of the sharks is trying to grab his feet. He's coming across.
Now, Johnny, wait. The former champion is removing his leather weight belt. He's wrapping it around his arm. He hooks it on one of the fucking spikes swinging over his head. It carries him successfully to the ring.
Very nice.
Now, he has to hit the button before he enters. What happens, Johnny?
Okay, he's hitting a hit. It looks like he hit two of them on his way down.
Throws
in the ring. What does that mean? Looks like the doors are opening up. Who's going to be in there?
Red door is number B, or letter B, and green door is letter C. B and C have opened up. Who is inside? There's smoke. What's going on, Johnny?
Oh, my God. It's Stashberg.
No.
And it's the Sheik.
The Sheik!
Sheik Xerxes Muhammad.
Now, here's the
Al
irony.
Cleaver.
There is no love lost between these three competitors.
No, there's not.
Now, Johnny, I've just gotten an email.
Yep.
It says here, whoever wins this match out of the three gentlemen can continue in the Ingles versus Hell, and they can come out with their chance to get the heavyweight championship.
With the number one contender clause.
Yes, sir.
Unbelievable. Oh, my God. We got a three-man going on here.
Now, Mr. Ingles is catching his breath. These gentlemen are walking down the ramp. They are not in the ring yet. What do you think Charles should do?
Well, I think he should just got to get the Sheik out first. And just hope Stashberg realizes that this guy's nuts and the best way to against a common enemy, and he's not going to get that. Stashberg from behind, they throw him outside the ring here. Oh my God!
So Ingles is outside the ring.
Oh my God! What's happening here? They're both putting the boots to him.
We knew it'd probably be 2-on-1. I mean, this
unbelievable.
Is...
Ingles is rammed into the steel post.
His right eye is wide open. There's blood pouring down his face.
Unbelievable. It looks like Stashberg is just standing back and just letting what's the better part of valor? You know what I'm talking about, that saying?
Not at all.
Let discrepancy be the... Anyway, he's just letting these guys fight it out. Oh, boy. What's that? Is that Neckbeard?
That is Neckbeard.
Neckbeard's got the Sheik. He's biting the Sheik. Unbelievable. Ingles climbing back into the ring. Does a flying sunset flip. Over top of Stashberg, almost gets him 1, 2. No, he didn't get him enough. He didn't crap that other leg. He whips Stashberg into the ring. Coming back off with a flying clothesline. Has him down. Setting Stashberg up. It looks like Stashberg low blows him. And then the dog is still... Neckbeard is still kicking. Still kicking the Sheik. Still biting the Sheik. Oh my gosh, and here comes, is that the corporal punishment? Is he peeking out? Is that the next level or is that this level? Unbelievable.
Well, there's technically no rules. That's why Neckbeard's allowed to kind of be in the competition.
It looks to me like corporal punishment is, he's not going to burn the dog, man. Oh no, 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 man, no! Dude, I'm not even watching this. Come on, man. I'm not going to hurt the dog, man. Oh my God.
Corporal punishment and the Sheik and the dog are doing a three-way dance outside the ring.
Oh my
fire's
God.
Being shot everywhere.
Oh, Ingles has snapped. He's picked up Stashberg. Going in the ropes and power slammed him. 1, 2, 3. He wins the match. Now, but he's not done. He's jumping on the top rope and jumping off. And he's clotheslined Sheik on the floor, dude. He's already hurt, man. He's already limping. That leg didn't look good the way.
Now this match is over.
Now what happened to corporal punishment? He took off.
He's gone.
He hightailed it out of there.
Now this match is over. The ring's been burned a lot by the flamethrower.
Yeah, apparently he's still in this. Looks like for some reason, looks like the initial two guys that were in the door are eliminated.
I don't.
Are they or not? I don't know. Is that that work?
I'm not sure, Johnny. I know that we definitely, the Sheik is out of competition. The match is over because Ingles pinned someone. No one pinned Ingles. Ingles is allowed to ascend.
Yeah,
now, here's where it gets tricky.
Yeah.
The next ring is being lowered from above. It's the electric barbed wire match.
Yeah.
It has to collapse the ring that we're in now. But that door has now opened.
Yeah.
There's smoke coming out. Yeah. No, it's corporal punishment coming out of the door.
Okay. That is corporal
punishment. And that is the flamethrower, John.
Oh, my God. He's burning him, dude. What the fuck? Somebody's got to stop this, dude.
There's no rules. This is Springer Mafia.
Yeah, I hear
you. What are you going to do?
And isn't she... And technically, Stashberg would be the one eliminated, right? Because he's
no.
He
the
got
Sheik
pinned.
And Stashberg were in the same match,
okay,
so
okay.
That's over.
Okay.
Now the third and the,
yeah.
the thing of it
okay,
is,
I'm just
this
trying to figure
one's
out.
Oh, the
it's
fire
tricky.
Keeps going off. This isn't even really a match.
This isn't really a match at all.
This is it. Ladies and gentlemen, we have to make break for commercial. Please bear with us.
Yeah, he's trying to get out of the ring. His skin's attached to the sharp barbed wire. We'll be back, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35, Ingles versus Hell.
Oh,
they have lowered the electrified barbed wire match.
And they have
inside of the ring as it was lowered was the snake George Jefferson.
Yeah.
We have the heckler inside as a special referee. And before they flip the switch, Ingles has to climb into the ring. He's been chased around by corporal punishment, shooting off the flamethrower.
Yeah.
Neckbeard has subdued successfully the Sheik, and these are the state of affairs.
Dog, I just hope that they didn't burn that dog. And look, his skin's getting caught on the barbed wire. This guy's bloody. It's
and
a
then
bloody
instantly,
mess.
The snake George Jefferson attacks Ingles as he's crawling through
man.
The ropes.
Right. Oh, my God.
The heckler goes over. He clicks the switch. No, and it's caught Ingles early.
Oh.
He has shocked Ingles' left arm as he is ascending into the ring. Johnny Zero, this is a bloodbath.
Oh, my God, it is. This is terrible.
Truly Ingles versus hell.
And what is the heckler setting up in the corner? Are those exploding boards?
I've seen this before,
with
Johnny Zero. Exploding boards that you could hit at any time.
Oh, my
if
God.
If you walk into the wrong one. Oh, there's a board. The heckler hit it by mistake.
Oh, my God.
The heckler's unconscious. He's on the ground.
Oh, my God. And that could help bode well for...
I would agree.
But without Ingles, without a referee, there's no pinfall, Johnny.
And Jefferson Ingles goes face first into the exploding board. Oh my God, that went right in the guy's face. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Who's going to make the cover?
There's no pin. It doesn't matter.
Unbelievable.
Ingles is a bloody mess.
Unbelievable.
The boots are getting put to him by George Jefferson, the snake.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Ingles is going to have to fight his way out
of
this.
No. Jefferson's smart. Jefferson's sitting back and he's letting Ingles just lay there and stew in his own blood. And now he's trying to revive the heckler. He's trying to revive the heckler who is unconscious from this exploding board.
Yeah.
Without a referee, John, there is no winner. There is no winner in the match. And let's be honest, George Jefferson wants a shot at that heavyweight championship just as much
course.
As Ingles.
Anybody who wouldn't, anybody in the world of sports. Unbelievable. This is a he's got Ingles up. DDTs him. He's got the heckler up. He covers him. One, two, Ingles just out. How's he kicking out of that? Where's he digging down and finding the set?
Oh my goodness, George Jefferson's hit an exploding board.
Oh my God. Jefferson's now bloody too. He's bleeding. Now Ingles has got him. He's going ring. He's raking his eyes across.
Oh, against the electrified fence.
Oh man, unbelievable.
The electrified barbed wire.
Unbelievable.
A bloody mess in the center of the wrestling ring.
Oh my God, what is the heckler doing? What is the heckler doing? He's put a cheap shot in on James. On Charles as well. This is unbelievable.
Charles has hit another exploding
unbelievable.
Board. The left shoulder is wide open as well.
Unbelievable. There are bleeding everywhere. This is just unbelievable.
The heckler is trying to revive George Jefferson. Does he have a smelling salt? What is happening?
What's
exactly?
he putting in there? Is he handing him an object? What the hell is he doing?
There's no rules, technically.
Yeah, I know. But if you can't count the guy to... It looks like he's handing him nucks or something and smelling salt.
Ladies and gentlemen, Neckbeard is very upset against the side of the rope.
It looks like Ingles has him up. He's ducked it. Perfect storm. He's got him in it. They both hit the exploding board.
No, Ingles has his arm over Jefferson.
He does.
He's not counting.
Why isn't he counting? Why isn't Heckler counting? Why isn't Heckler counting?
One, two, three.
Unbelievable. There's finally. Okay. Finally. Unbelievable. Unbelievable if this guy can make it to the next
level.
Now,
they didn't turn off the electrified fence. The barbed wire is still electrified all around the circle. I don't know what's happening.
It seems to be actually more intensified now than before. Like, who's the man behind the curtain here? Who's the guy pulling the strings?
It's got to be the Supreme Ruler of Springer. It has to be, sir.
It could be his number one, too. Anyway, so here we go. I guess we're going up to the scaffold. Is it against the scaffold
this
match?
But this is the thing. The scaffold's not set up. This is a rest it. We're going to have Charles Ingles is going to get a 10-minute rest. He has to. They have to assemble the scaffold match.
Yeah, this is unbelievable. There is actual bull sharks on television.
All right,
this?
They've turned off the electrified barbed wire.
Yeah.
Oh, and Ingles throws George Jefferson right over the top rope onto the ground.
Unbelievable.
Oh, now it's Ingles, and he's facing off against the heckler. The heckler wants no part of Mr. Ingles. He wants no part. No, right in the chest, Ingles kicks him. The heckler drops. He picks up the heckler and power bombs him right over the top rope,
power
ladies and gentlemen.
Onto the floor. Onto the floor. Onto the
floor. Oh, the heckler's unconscious.
Wow, and those are hot halogen lights.
And again, this is a 10-minute rest break.
This is a 10-minute rest break. So what's Ingles just going to stand in there and keep his...
Who's coming out of the back?
Oh, my God.
Here comes the flamethrower.
Unbelievable. It's corporal punishment. Unbelievable. And this is unbelievable. This is unbelievable, man. I've never seen anything like this before in my life. Unbelievable. He can only run so many corners, man. I mean, like, the flames are going to hit him on every possible corner he goes to. I mean, oh my God.
Who is this sick, malicious bastard who's putting that theme music on?
It's corporal punishment. He's got his military fatigues on. Oh my God. His red and black camouflage.
He looks much too happy to be stalking Mr. Ingles in the ring.
And this man's bloody. Oh, and he's firing the flames. Ingles is trying to move it out of the way. Here comes the dog.
The dog has bitten the fuel line. There is no longer.
Bitten the fuel line. Unbelievable. There's an explosion down here. We got to go to a break, man. Unbelievable. We got to go. We'll keep you there as long as we can.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35. The scaffolding has successfully been set up. Neckbeard was injured in an explosion. We're not really sure how the dog is. I do know definitively that the flamethrower has been dismantled and is no longer a viable weapon in tonight's contest.
I think everybody there was almost our table. I mean, we've been my eyebrows have been cinched at that, dude. I mean, that was just I never seen anything like that before in my life. There's still sharks swimming on here. I can't believe this. Does that mean when the scaffold comes down, if the guy gets thrown off, he goes right into the...
My God, I would hope not, Johnny Zero.
Yeah, me too.
Johnny, I'm receiving an email at this moment. Yeah. We have on top of the scaffold, Charles Ingles.
Yes.
The special referee, the heckler, and he's facing off against someone I've never heard of in my life, the Gimposaurus. What the fuck is a Gimposaurus, Johnny
Zero?
I've
only heard of that. That's like a... some kind of old myth I've heard about. Vern?
Oh, God. John, look to the ceiling. John, look to the ceiling.
Holy shit!
A crane is lowering a man that must be 12 feet tall. He must be 12 feet tall.
Must be 12 feet tall. Maybe that's the angle.
Now,
I know man's 12 feet tall.
He looks 12 feet tall. Now, he's inside of a weird,
holy
bizarre, tremendous raincoat, and there is a tail apparatus coming out from under.
Yeah.
It might be a dinosaur.
It looks like one of those black dusters things. What the fuck?
It's a Gimposaurus.
A Gimposaurus with the weird mask with
now,
the zipper
I don't know
fucking
if you've noticed,
over his lips.
But the scaffold is 5 times the width of a normal scaffold.
Yeah.
So it's tremendous. The crane has lowered the Gimposaurus.
Yeah.
Charles Ingles is at one end.
Yeah.
The Gimposaurus at the other.
Gimposaurus.
It is 5 times in the width, and it is 25 feet in length.
Is that Varney coming out with him? Is that the element
down
at the bottom?
Down at the bottom. I don't know. I can't tell you.
That's Varney over there.
Yo, Varney, who's this? Hey, Bert.
The first competitor to fall from on top of the scaffold to the ground is the loser.
Unbelievable. All right, Ingles is climbing up to the side. Unbelievable. Varney trying to grab his leg as he climbs up. Ingles kicks him off. He's going up to the top. And here he comes against this giant of a man, this
behemoth, if you will.
This behemoth, he's just standing there waiting, saying, come on, come on. Ingles going to try and, what's he going to do, lock up with the guy?
What I would do is go after one of the legs.
Kill
the leg and the body will fall.
Absolutely. It looks like he's trying to take it down, but it kicked in.
All right, no. The giant Gimposaurus is on its back. He's attacking the one leg. The leg has come off. Johnny Zero,
what the fuck is that?
It's come off and it's oh my God, it's a gimp. The leg itself is
a fucking gimp.
It's a fucking gimp. Completely greased. Oh, and he's hugging Charles Ingles and greasing him up. And the gimp dies off of the scaffold. He dies off of the scaffold.
He dies.
Into the water. The gimp has vanished.
Unbelievable. The shark went in there, too. Oh, my
but
God.
But the rest of the Gimposaurus is still there.
And it's all that grease is slicking up the
John,
unbelievable.
It's standing up. It has somehow grown a new leg. And the Gimposaurus stands before
unbelievable.
One Charles
it's
got to
be 9 feet tall. The Gimposaurus. Unbelievable. Charles Ingles doing a drop kick. And it sambles, but it still hasn't moved.
It doesn't fall.
He does another dropkick. He's trying. Here comes another one. It's falling down again, but it's got... Oh, my God. What the fuck? It's got Charles Ingles in some kind of lock. I don't think Charles Ingles knows what he's fighting here. What the fuck is this, dude?
How does it have that many arms? I don't understand what's happening.
Well, Ingles has got broken out of it. He has to... He's throwing off the jacket of it. He's ripped it off, and he's punching him. Oh, my God, dude.
The Gimposaurus ascends again. It is on 2 legs once again, even though 1 leg is missing.
That is fucking... What is that?
Charles Ingles picks up the heckler and throws it into the belly of the beast. The beast falls backwards onto its back and has broken into several pieces.
They're little gimps.
I don't understand what's happening.
How are they hooking that together?
It must be an apparatus of some sort.
They must be.
It is an apparatus. They're getting out of it. The tail is there. The
like
arms.
Little trapeze things or something, I guess.
They're picking up the weapon and swinging it at Charles Ingles, who's ducking out of the
way. Oh, my God. This is, fans, this is, how many stories? Four stories up in the air.
This is the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life.
I've never seen anything like it. How are they able to do that? How are they trained to do this? That means they have moving legs with knee digits, elbows, and that's a person there. Unbelievable.
It's kind of like a Voltron of sadness, if you will.
Yeah. It's the Constructicons of little people.
A mountain of gimps.
A little people, yes. It's unbelievable. And unbelievable. It looks like Charles is going to try and slam. Can he slam it? Can he slam it? Oh, no, no, he fell back on his back. He's too beat up from before.
And it breaks apart yet again. Now every appendage of Charles Ingalls is being taken over by a greasy fucking gimp.
Unbelievable. Gingles is pinching him off, trying to fight him
There's
off.
A gimp on his arm, a gimp on his back, a gimp on his other arm. Someone's touching
everywhere.
Him inappropriately between his legs.
Oh, no.
It's getting weird, Johnny Zero.
It's getting very weird. This is like gimpomania, dude. What the fuck is this? But Ingalls is getting pissed. He's getting pissed. Ingalls is getting pissed. He throws another one off. Looks like that one was the leader.
Another gimp has fallen
another
into the water
gimp has
below.
Fallen. Unbelievable. Now he's still got, what's that, six? I'm counting what? I can't tell because of the apparatus they have. Or they? This is, dude, I've never seen anything like this. One gimp has a trapeze apparatus, and another gimp has grabbed onto it, and he's swung it around like a helicopter and thrown him into Charles, almost knocking him off. Charles is hanging off of one hand by the scaffold. He's trying to get back up. Remember, this is greased up, folks, for this grease. I don't know what that's all about.
The gimp has just handcuffed Charles Ingalls to himself. Charles Ingalls is handcuffed to one of the gimps. It's getting weird.
This is getting very weird.
The gimp,
dude,
pulls him back on top of the scaffold.
Yeah.
Charles Ingalls is using the gimp as a weapon and swinging him above his head. He hits the heckler. The heckler sails off the side into the bottom of the fucking building.
Oh, my God. That's
he's
a horse.
He's incapacitated.
He's got, my God, man. His knees are
Ingalls
gone.
Is using the that's small, weird, there, greasy gimp as a flying, a mace, if you will, above his head.
That's a long way down there, folks. He's swinging the gimp around again. He's using it around. How's he not tearing out his shoulder doing that, man?
He's a powerful, powerful athlete.
Oh, my God. He's hitting the other gimps off. The few of them came off. Looks like they're falling down into the water. Yeah, they just hit.
Now, because of the grease, Charles Ingalls is now uncuffing the last gimp from his arm. He's using the KY jelly as lubricant work it over his wrist. Now, he's running his wrist raw. He's bleeding, but he's getting the handcuff off.
Well,
he has released himself from the final gimp, Johnny Zero. Now, there is a gimp laying on the floor, lifeless and limp. That the former world champion, Charles Ingalls, must get off the top of the scaffold to hit the ground below. And then he, sir, is the winner. He will be the winner. And he will be able to select his own match to face off against the current world heavyweight champion.
Yeah, for the falls. And now Varney's getting up looking like he's, he just went back out again.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are seconds away from Charles Ingalls successfully conquering Ingalls versus Hell, Johnny Zero.
He has taken the gimp, he has thrown him off, and it looks like Charles Ingalls has won back what he never lost. His chance at a rematch at the title. I don't know where this leaves James. I'm sure he may have to do the same. But it looks like we have a new world number one contender. At least he's got a shot.
My God in heaven. Ingalls versus Hell on the Saturday morning broadcast.
Unbelievable. If he can walk out of here, where's Neckbeard? His Neckbeard is in there licking his wounds. He's in bad shape, buddy. He's in bad shape. They need to get him to the hospital. That's lost a lot of blood, man. Unbelievable. He pulled it off, though. He pulled it off. I don't understand why he had to go through this in the first place.
The mountain of carnage. More, it's blood as far as the eye can see, Johnny Zero.
It is disgusting. I've never seen anything like that.
The greatest entertainment on television today. The greatest sports spectacular you're ever going to find.
Possibly.
The TV Dads Wrestling Federation.
Possibly the deadliest as well. I mean, can you imagine if he had fallen off into the sharks?
Now, after this long and tenuous morning, we are going to take a commercial break. And when we return, we are going to face off to see definitively, once and for all, who is the new middleweight champion
of the world.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. This was Ingalls versus Hell. Ingalls has won. He's defeated Hell. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, if you can bear with me, we are going to bring to the ring the one Beaver Cleaver.
He's looking good. Vicky's accompanying me to the ring. Looks like Ritter's out there with the cane. Everybody's coming out. What? Everybody's great. Okay. Looks like he's ready to go for it. For the World Middleweight Championship. Kid might have a shot here. Who knows?
His opponent.
Oh, no. And he looks bigger, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, from West Hollywood in California.
Unbelievable.
Jamie Bundy.
Unbelievable.
Mini Bundy.
The son of Ted Bundy. Oh, he looks nasty. He looks nasty.
He's angry.
He does. Running to the ring, jumping in, running around like a, almost ran like a giant bowling ball. Beaver's
like
got
a bat out of hell.
Yeah, you think Beaver can slam him?
I have no idea.
How much does Mini Bundy weigh?
7,000 pounds.
And away we go. Here we go, folks. Okay, here we go. They're locking up in the ring. Looks like Mini Bundy getting the Sterling strength advantage. Beaver dropping down. Step over, toe hold, step down, drop over, spinning around to a Texas clover leaf. Looks like Beaver's got a headlock on. Bundy, what, elbowing him off. The crowd obviously cheering for Beaver here.
Does not like it. He does not like that at all.
How could anybody really cheer for Bundy? That's just unbelievable.
Beaver stole his girlfriend. Like, shouldn't he be offended in some capacity that way? I mean, come on, really.
The horrors that went on in that basement. Can you only imagine?
Says you. You don't know.
It's a robot girl who's done out of the basement. I mean, I'm just, saying.
And Bundy is pissed off, man. He feels that he is perhaps being overlooked by this capacity crowd.
Yes, he is. And he's coming rushing at Beaver. Beaver ducks underneath. Beaver turns around. He done runs at Beaver again. Beaver's in the turnbuckle. Beaver with a standing 360 drop kick.
Phenomenal.
Standing 360
drop kick.
And
he drops. Bundy drops.
Bundy drops to the ring. Beaver whipping into the Irish whips in the rope. Beaver coming out the other side. Standing. Unbelievable. Flipping 360 clothesline. Never seen anything quite like
Beaver's
that.
Beaver's an angry wrestler.
Ritter is teaching that guy good. It looks like Beaver's throwing him outside. Beaver jumping slingshot from the top rope to the outside. Slamming Bundy's head to the ground. Bundy's busted open, dude. Bundy is busted open. Beaver throws him back inside the ring. Looks like he's setting him up. Beaver is going up to the top for the 1080 spiral. Spiral elbow
he
drop.
He nails it.
He nailed it. 1, 2, 3. Got him. That's it. What do you call that thing? It's almost like a spiral tap. Of like an AJ Styles, and he's clearly doing more than the 720s. That's got to be a 1080.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner and new middleweight champion of the world,
Theodore Beaver Cleaver. Unbelievable, kid has got heart, man. He's got to get back to that modern song. I think this
Johnny,
is...
someone is running out from the back of the arena. He's holding a baseball bat in his hands. He has blonde hair. He slides under the rope, and he clips Beaver right in the back of the head.
Oh,
who falls like a stone.
Who is
he's
that?
Kicking him in the head repeatedly.
Who is that?
Ladies and gentlemen, if I'm not mistaken, that is the one and only Bobby Brady, recently released from prison. Look at his face. He's covered in tattoos. He's got tattoos on his face. He's missing teeth, and he's livid.
Unbelievable.
Now, he's asking for the microphone. I don't know why anyone would give him the microphone. Hold on, Johnny.
What's going on?
This guy's bleeding.
I'm Bobby Brady. I am your true middleweight champion. I will face off against Beaver Cleaver, and the belt will be mine.
This guy's scary, dude.
I don't even understand what's happening in the middle of the ring.
He is now
drinking the blood of young Beaver Cleaver and smearing it all over his own face and his chest.
He's making X's on himself.
He's standing on the top rope, waving the bloody bat. Beaver's unconscious. Vicky comes from the crowd to try and assist, and he hits Vicky across the face
with
the bat.
Oh, my God. This is unbelievable. Ritter is coming out on the crowd with his cane. He's doing the best he can, but I think the damage has been done, folks. The damage has been done.
Poor Beaver.
What's been
the new champion, unconscious in the center of the squared circle. Bobby is just waving the bat. He's not connecting. He's just trying to protect himself.
What Where has Bobby been? I didn't even...
He was incarcerated on drug charges. Everyone knows that. I don't know how you missed it.
I didn't know that...
But perhaps he's annoyed that he hadn't had the opportunity to, like, compete and try to get himself. You know what I mean?
I remember Peter the Great, and I remember, you know...
Bobby's been in jail since the inception of the whole league.
Wow.
There were some promos about a year ago, but then he just kind of vanished into thin air.
Wow. He's going... It looks like he's going in the back. He's going up the ring apron. He's shaking somebody's hand back there. He's been paid by somebody. He must be getting paid.
He wants the fucking belt. I wouldn't say paid.
He's
per
probably
se.
Probably both. Well, it comes with a paycheck if you're. You know. Here's unbelievable. The
story. Oh my god! Creepy.
What's happened?
The Bloody Stash Crew is sending to the ring.
Unbelievable.
They're going to go get Young Beaver.
Oh, this is not good. Oh, this looks like an ugly situation. This is not a good situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry. We're going to stay as long as we can.
Yeah.
We need to take a commercial break. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast. I got to tell you, I am a huge supporter of the Bloody Stash Clothing Company and the Bloody Stash Crew.
Yeah.
Even I think they've gone too far.
Yeah, what are they?
They went into the squared circle, Johnny, as you had said,
yeah.
And they grabbed this poor boy who's already bleeding, and they shaved his head,
yeah.
And they glued all the hair above his lip, making it a bloody mustache, which is just insane to me.
God.
It was unnecessary. Now, they absconded with the middleweight belt, which is just, I don't understand what the point of it is. I don't see the need for it.
This is unbelievable, and it's not like Angles. I don't even know if Evans is in the building tonight.
Yeah, the kid was by himself. Now, you know, John Ritter did try to come help, but once Stashberg got his hands on Ritter, he threw him into the crowd, and that was the end of Ritter.
Yeah, he
can't walk so well.
That's why he's up there training those kids up there. But I can't believe.
So I guess the immortal, if you will.
What were they spraying his body with? Is that a BSC on his belly?
Oh, I'm sure.
BSC in yellow.
He has a yellow belly. He's a loser. I don't know.
Oh my God.
But I do know this, that Mike Brady doesn't want to be outdone in professional wrestling. So he had to bring his own son in, Bobby Brady, to put in competition for the middleweight belt. And this is their way of staking their claim, I suppose.
Isn't Bo around or somebody to come out and help this kid? I mean, this is terrible, man.
Well, I don't know what to say. What do you want me to do? I'm beside myself. It was a wonderful day. We had Ingles versus Hell. He successfully has gone through the gauntlet.
Otherwise, not a bad stash.
I'm just saying.
I'm just joking.
It was a weird day.
It was a very weird day. This may quite honestly been the three or four weirdest.
It's a dark time in the TV Dads Wrestling universe.
But also the most exciting to me. Shocking. I don't know. Episodes ever, dude. I know it's Earth. It changes the TV Dad Wrestling Federation universe forever, in my opinion. I look at it differently now. What do we say? James Evans Jr. as the champion? James Evans
II?
Well, he
doesn't like Jr. He is just James Evans, and he is the world's heavyweight champion at this point.
Yeah, right. But I'm saying if he has another match with his father, what do you put on the card? I mean, you put James Evans 1 versus James Evans 2. You know, like the Roman numeral, you know, or something. I'm just wondering how, you know, card subject could change, you know, just like on the actual marquee.
Now, weird things are happening. We're in flux. I just received an email. There's TV time remaining. Charles Engels has caught wind of what the Bloody Stash Crew has decided to rain down on one young Beaver Cleaver.
Well, he needs to be in
so,
the hospital, man.
Charles Engels, who's beaten and bloodied, has decided to pick up with Beaver's older brother, Wally Cleaver, and they have challenged the Rhinestone Cowboys to a heavyweight tag team championship defense on this very program.
Unbelievable!
Right now,
is that definitely signed?
Well, no, it's not signed. This is a challenge. The gauntlet has been placed.
Oh,
now,
oh man, this is so good.
Michael Brady is a very proud wrestler, and I'm sure that he's going to pick up said gauntlet. And I can't even tell you what's about to happen.
I can't either.
So, again, we're going to take a brief interruption. We're going to go back down to ringside.
Yeah.
Hopefully, there's one more match for you.
Yes, absolutely. Stay with us, folks.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to episode number 35 of the TV Dads Wrestling Podcast.
Your challengers
for the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions coming to the ring, one, the immortal Charles Engels and his partner,
Wally Cleaver. His brother looks pissed, but I, I don't know what this is, a tall order against the world tag team champions.
And you've got an injured and beat up former heavyweight champion.
Ingles is limping to the ring, but they're not going to take this lion down.
His sutures are fresh, though. The wounds are closed on his shoulders and arms and back.
Ritter's been taken back to the looks like he's going to the ER. I can't believe this. Unbelievable. Right here on national television, folks. Right here on national television.
It's an amazing experience.
But they're doing it, man.
Ladies and gentlemen, your world's heavyweight tag team champions, the Rhinestone Cowboys.
Look at those outfits, man. Look at those outfits. I didn't really think Michael Knight was going to. I mean, I just. This is unbelievable. Wow. Is that permastache? Look at them dancing. They're throwing roses. What's going on with the throwing roses to the crowd? Wow. The world champions.
The baddest mamma jammas in professional wrestling today.
I got to agree with you. They are the best tag team on the planet. Unbelievable. And Brady has commandeered not only this, but also a Crockett Cup victory.
This fall is for TV time remaining for the World Heavyweight Tag Team Championship. Johnny Zero, here we go down to the squared circle.
As much as I love and respect Angles the wrestler, and Wally's got hard, I don't think they have much of a shot here, considering the
now,
shape.
Now, Wally is there, and Ingles is on the rope on the outside. Wally's going to begin.
Yeah, Wally's.
And what happens at this point, if you look, they're removing their robes.
Yeah.
And Michael Knight puts his robe over Wally's head, turns him around, and drops him on his neck. Wally's blindfolded instantly. He's already losing in the match.
Unbelievable. And that was like a rude awakening?
You have to explain to me, Johnny. I'm not sure what the move is, but they had wrapped it around his neck, and they dropped him this way.
Yeah,
what is that?
That's a rude awakening.
Is it a rude awakening?
Rude awakening. Just like
and he was covered in the robe.
Blindfolded.
And he couldn't see. And Ingles looks very upset, but there's not much he can do.
He's putting the boots to him.
And it's a legitimate match so far, sir.
Tagging Brady. Brady's coming off
the top rope.
Oh, my gosh. Put a knee to the arm. Unbelievable. They're really working him over. They're both double teaming. Going to swing Wally into the ropes. Wally ducks the double clothesline. Flips underneath. Comes back with his own flying clothesline. Knocks them both
on their asses. Johnny Zero.
Flips the hot tag to Charles. Charles is in there. Charles is jumping in. And he's a house of fire.
Clearing the ring.
He's house of fire. Throws Michael Knight over the top. He's got Brady where he wants him. Picks him up. A shoulder breaker.
Brady rolls out of the ring. Now both competitors are outside of the ring. They're away from Charles Ingles, who is visibly angry and limping, I might add.
Yes, that shoulder breaker might hurt him more than it hurt.
That's a good point, actually, right?
Yeah.
That's a tremendous amount of weight to pick up.
It certainly is.
Especially after the evening that Mr. Ingles has had.
Yes, absolutely, man. This is brutal. He's going over to check on Wally. Looks like Wally's going back in. He's rolling back. He's going to tag in Wally. And looks like Wally's waiting on the thing for Brady, on the apron for Michael Knight to come in the
Michael
ring.
Michael Knight dumps on the floor, pulls Wally's foot, and pulls him outside of the ring.
Unbelievable.
The two wrestlers are now double-teaming young Wally on the concrete floor.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. This
Ingles comes over. They clothesline Ingles, who's knocked onto the ground.
Oh, my God.
And they're continuing to work on Wally.
Oh, my God. And they're continuing to work on Wally. And you can't really blame Ingles after going to...
Now, Johnny Zero, the referee, has begun the count. One. 2, 3, 4, 5. No, Brady breaks it. He rolls in. He rolls back out. He continues to work on Wally.
Oh, my God. Breaks the count. What a move, man. What a move.
It's brilliant, actually.
It's very smart. Looks like Ingles has gotten up. He's on the ring. Hey, Brady, you don't see him. Clotheslines
off. Oh, he gets Brady in the back of the head.
Unbelievable. And this is blood. I think they're busted open here. The guy hit the steel railing here. Looks like Wally's going to work on Michael Knight. And... Charles has picked up Michael Knight, and Atomic drops him, and Wally, coming around with a house of fire, knocks Michael Knight to the ground, but doesn't see Brady get up behind, hits him underneath.
Low blow from Brady.
And Brady picks up Wally and drops him right on the concrete. Unbelievable.
Everybody's on the floor.
Everybody's at it.
Brady
the referee is counting again.
Brady rolls into the ring to break the count once again. Rolls right back out.
Right
stands
back out.
On the ring apron. Glitter from above. He lands the elbow.
Oh my God. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Wally's in serious trouble now. Wally is in serious trouble.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to advise you. We're going to keep you here as long as we can, but this is TV time remaining.
He's thrown Wally back in the ring now. Now, looks like he's going to do the same thing on a down and trodden Ingles. Glitter from above on the concrete.
He got him.
It.
He connected. He connected on Charles Ingles.
Unbelievable.
Now, where is Michael Brady? Not Michael Brady. Where is Michael Knight at this time?
Michael Knight's getting back in the ring. Zick and double team. Looks like they're going to go after Wally. Because, look, Charles is hurt. I know he's trying. I mean, he's definitely a people's hero. But
now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to keep you here as long as we possibly can.